It affects everybody at the Bureau, and we're a far-flung organization with offices all over the country, but I think we're all, everybody at the Census Bureau wants to do a good job, and we are dedicated to providing the public the best possible statistics in a timely manner. And it affects all of us. It's like a loss of somebody in the family. It is an extended family, really.
A lot of the details still unknown, but just the little parts that we do know, very disturbing.
Yeah, it's terribly disturbing. And I feel that over the past 30 years or so, federal workers have not been treated with the respect that they are due. You know, just about everybody that I know wants to do a good job, and all of us feel that there's a strong component of a dedication to public service in just about everybody who works for the government. We've been portrayed as lazy, inept, rude, not responsive to the public, and that just doesn't describe the federal worker that I've seen. It certainly doesn't describe the Census Bureau workers that I work with every day. We're there to serve the people.
And it does seem like over the past 10, 12, 15 years, there has been sort of an increasing level. We've seen it certainly in Congress and the relations between Congress and the White House. It's almost like there's more of a goal of being disagreeable than just disagreeing.
Yeah, well, I guess we sometimes call that the loss of civility or the lack of civility in our political life. What we've noticed at the Census Bureau, that definitely has been a problem. What we've noticed at the Census Bureau has been members of the public are less and less willing to give us personal information like that we are entitled to by law, like their social security numbers. So we basically have stopped even asking for that information, although it would be very useful to us in a lot of our work. There's more suspicion, there's more hostility, there's more mistrust, and it just seems like that has been more and more obvious as the years have gone on. I would date it back to, say, the early 80s, that period. I guess the most extreme example would be somebody like Michelle Bachmann, the congresswoman from Minnesota, who said that she wasn't even going to fill out her census form and urged everybody else not to do it.
Can you talk a little bit about the training that census workers are given to deal with? Because you, as census workers are going out and about, I'm sure they do get that kind of pushback. And I know they do get training. Is it adequate enough? Are there questions there that need to be looked at?
Well, I suppose they should be looked at. I'm really not that familiar with precisely what kind of training the workers get. But I think we need to understand that federal field reps, they're called field reps, and they generally work alone. They don't have the benefits that career federal civil servants get, and their jobs only go to about a GS-4 or 5 level. They don't get paid a whole lot of money.
And they're all over the country, and there are a lot of them.
There are a lot of them. We're going to hire over a million of them, I think, for the April 2010 follow-up to the mailed-out census. They're supervised by supervisory field reps, and I believe they if they feel like they're in a dangerous situation, they can appeal to their SFR supervisory field rep for assistance and can ask the SFR to accompany them. But I would think they probably wouldn't want to do that very often because they would feel that their job is they would be jeopardizing their job. Nobody wants to be seen as a troublemaker or a difficult person or not able to do their job. So they would probably tend to push into areas where they're a little bit uncertain before asking for help from an SFR.
Is that their only recourse, though, is to assess the situation from afar and then call in reinforcements if they feel like it's necessary? I mean, what happens if they're in a place of immediate danger?
Well, I don't know. I guess they're kind of on their own. I think they face some pretty difficult choices out there, and probably the census worker who was lost knew that he was in difficult country, but probably pressed on ahead because he wanted to get his job done. The other thing is that they operate under a deadline. They have to get so many interviews done, and they have a quota to meet. And you don't want to be in a position where you haven't met your quota. You don't want to lose your job.
And knowing that this sentiment has been growing since, as you put it, the early 80s, and knowing that the census workers have to go out every 10 years and go door to door, this particular incident, were you surprised? I mean, have you ever heard of a census worker being killed while out on the job?
No, apparently I was surprised. Yes, and by the way, he probably wasn't working on decennial work. He was probably working on one of the many surveys that the Census Bureau conducts for our government clients, because it's not just a once every 10 year thing. We also work in between those decennial every 10 year surveys, We also do a lot of work for example, for the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We're the people who go out and interview people and ask them if they're working or unemployed. So we do a lot of work for other agencies, and that's how we keep busy in those non-census years. So he was probably doing that kind of work. It's a difficult job and a lonely job. What this makes me wonder is why in the 21st century it isn't possible for us to access national criminal databases, for example, so that we know with more precision when we're going into an area whether the house we're specifically going to has been linked to a criminal activity in the past. That would probably be very useful to any field rep going into an uncertain neighborhood. I don't see why we can't do it. It sounds like it's the something where the technology exists, and I would love to see better protections for all those field reps out there.